This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas.
You must choose. Choose wisely.
This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
For one chance, just one chance, and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And you talked about the national mask mandate. It sounds like that would be one of the first orders of business.
Yes.
How would you enforce that?
It's really a standard. I mean, nobody's going to be punished. Come on.
Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
As I slept, looters were ransacking the shop.
Peacefully protesting in the streets.
They shot and killed David in cold blood.
Protests have been mostly peaceful there.
And then live streamed his execution and his last moments on Earth.
Peaceful protesters.
David's grandson was watching the video on Facebook in real time, not realizing he was watching his own grandfather dying on the sidewalk.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Washington has not changed Donald Trump. Donald Trump has changed Washington.
Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The president will soon be flying here to New England. He's going to have a speech tonight in southern New Hampshire. I think it's in Londonderry now. It's been the location has been switched around a couple of times, but we'll be talking to Corey Lewandowski at 3:30 and finding out more about it. And there's a lot to get to today. We got a lot of sound from last night. It was a much superior Republican convention to the Democrat convention. I think everybody would agree with that. That was that speech by Ann Doran, the widow of the slain police captain, David Doran in St. Louis. That was heartrending. And then she was there. She was invited to the White House. She took part in the, she was part of the audience in the, South Lawn when the president spoke. And oh man, their heads were exploding. They were going crazy about everything. The Trump 2020 fireworks drove them crazy. The opera singer drove them crazy. Ugh, God, there's just so much to get to here today. But I want to start off with Rand Paul. In case you didn't hear, there was a mob outside the White House. They were ringing, they were banging drums and ringing cowbells and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. These were Joe Biden voters. And they then began attacking people as they were coming out, as they were leaving. There were over probably hundreds, if not over maybe over 1,000 people at the at the acceptance speech of the president. And so as they were leaving, they were attacked, even though some of them were members of Congress or state legislature. One of them was Vernon Jones, the state rep from Georgia that we've had on a couple of times. He's a Democrat, and they were calling, he's black, they were calling him the N-word. There were some gay people there that had taken part and done some videos for President Trump that were used in the convention. They called them the F word, gay people. And then they went after Rand Paul as well, Senator Rand Paul. Now think about that. Senator Rand Paul, a couple of years ago, he was attacked by a deranged Democrat, a a Bernie bro, Hodgson. He was at that baseball practice, the Republican baseball practice, where Steve Scalise was shot and almost killed, the minority whip from Louisiana, the congressman. And Rand Paul had to run for cover then. I think he ran into the dugout as bullets were flying. So then a few months later, he's cutting his lawn in, I think, Covington, Kentucky, and he's attacked by a nut physician, a fellow physician from New Bedford, originally from New Bedford. And he's almost killed. I think his lung was collapsed. He had some ribs were broken. He was in excruciating pain for a long, long time. And then the federal judge refused to send the deranged moon bat to prison. I think the Justice Department appealed it, and he may have ended up in prison and had to pay Rand Paul a couple hundred thousand. But so Rand Paul has almost been killed twice. And last night he's leaving the White House, and he's attacked again. He's menaced. He's with his wife and two other women, and they are menaced by a mob of deranged Joe Biden supporters.
We had looked out, you know, we came out of the speech
at the White House.
We looked into the street. Our hotel was only right across the street from the White House, but we couldn't go because the mob was already chasing people down that chose to go out that exit. So the Secret Service says, get on a bus and ride to the Trump Hotel. So we got on a bus. It took 45 minutes to get through all the mobs. We get there safely, and then we say we'll get an Uber to go all the way back where we came from, and we wanted to be dropped off at the hotel. But as we got close to it, the streets were blocked and no one would let us through. And what happened is there was two blocks, and I regret that I made this decision, but I said we're going to walk the two blocks. We walked one block, but as we walked one block, we could see some police in the distance, but we also saw a mob of about 30 people marching and yelling. They all of a sudden saw me right as we got to the policeman, fortunately, or I don't think we'd have survived.
I don't think we would have survived. Can you imagine that? The guy's a U.S. senator, and he's being attacked outside the White House by a mob of Democrats. What is this, Fort Sumter again?
The craziest part is that the mob kept yelling, say her name, say her name, Breonna Taylor, who is one of the one of the
victims.
People,
she was killed in Louisville. There was a no-knock raid on her. They were looking for her boyfriend, who was a drug dealer, and he was arrested yesterday.
She was killed, and it was horrible. And the craziest part is that Senator and Dr. Rand Paul actually brought forward legislation, justice for Breonna Taylor. He's been outspoken, a supporter of the movement for her.
He filed the legislation. He wrote the legislation to ban no-knock raids. And although they did knock, but they called it a no-knock raid. But the reason the cops busted the door down was nobody answered the door, and she was inside. It's unfortunate that she's dead. It's wrong. But, you know, the thing is, he is the one who's trying to get some kind of prevention from this ever happening again.
Right, and it speaks to what David Dorn's widow was talking about last night, which is these violent protests and these mobs don't make any sense. They're saying Black Lives Matter and they're killing a black police officer, a retired black police officer. They're saying Black Lives Matter and they're coming after a man who tried to pass, you know, reform for one of the victims of these terrible killings. And it's just, it doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to it anymore.
I know. And then, as I told you, Vernon Jones, the state rep from Georgia, was screamed at by white people, calling him the N-word last night when he was leaving the White House. And then this afternoon, there's some minister, I never heard of him, Jamal Bryant. And listen to what he has to say about the black people who were at the on the South Lawn last night. So that would include Vernon Jones. That would include Mrs. Dorn and her kids. That would include a whole bunch of people. I think it would include Herschel Walker too. This minister who's at the big march, the Washington march today. This is what he had to say about all the black people who were at the. At the speech last night, cut 17.
Harriet Tubman, who said, I freed thousands of slaves,
but I would have freed hundreds more had they known they were slaves. I only thought about that when I saw the slaves on TV this week endorsing Donald Trump. I said, if only they knew they were slaves, they could have been rendered free.
How is that any different from what Joe Biden said? There's no diversity of opinion in the black community. If you're not voting for Joe Biden, you ain't black. That's a black guy saying that. He's saying anyone who's for Donald Trump is a slave. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's have another description of the black people who are for Donald Trump here. This is from Joy Reid, the woman who has put homophobic slurs out on her Twitter feed, but she claims that she was hacked by time travelers who went back to 2010 or thereabouts and put in these homophobic slurs. She also has been known not to pay her income taxes, but now she's down on other black people. Cut 35.
He used those people as props.
Props.
He used people.
Are they slaves
that
or
would
props?
Be from the S-hole countries he would not let into this country. People who look like those people, who have the religions perhaps of those people, that are brown like those people, are barred from getting into the United States. They're not allowed to come in because they're not from Norway. But Donald Trump used a color collection, a sort of crayon box of colors tonight to try to paint a false image of himself as welcoming to immigrants and welcoming to black people and brown people. It was offensive to see that done in the People's House. That the naturalization ceremony is a sacred thing to a new American. It is not about Donald Trump, and he made it about Donald Trump, and he used the People's House to sort of, you know, play politics with.
You know
that's
what
not
they
a
teach?
Dream
you know what
house.
They teach
that's
immigrants?
The
you have to
people.
Obey the laws of the land. One of the laws of the land is you will render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. In other words, paying taxes. Joy Reid didn't get that memo. A lot of people don't get that memo. And
Joy Reid would be this harsh with the time-traveling hacker who wrote all those, you know,
homophobic,
xenophobic things on her old blog.
Right. What does Joy Reid think of all the homophobic slurs that were hurled at the gay people leaving the White House last night? Could they have possibly been some of the people hurling the slurs? Could they have been some of those time travelers? They've become unstuck in time, like Joe Biden. 844-500-4242. 561 points out. Didn't Donald Trump marry an immigrant? He married an illegal alien. Don't you read Bette Midler's tweets? Come on. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
This is tax-free weekend in Massachusetts. No thanks to Governor Parker. This is a state law. He had to order tax-free, sales tax-free. So we've got a special deal. We got a new t-shirt out just for the end of the Republican convention. Socialism sucks. If you order a Socialism Sucks t-shirt from the HowieCarrShow.com store, you will also get a free copy, autographed copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. That's in 2016, obviously. So you get a t-shirt and you get the autographed book and no sales tax on it. And if you go to HowieCarrShow.com to do some shopping at the store, and we still have those Apex Entertainment gift certificates too. Those are good deals for the days, the week leading up to Labor Day. You're not going to be able to do anything else on the last week of this summer, so you might as well go to Apex Entertainment. You can have a lot of fun there, and you can have meals, get a $50 gift certificate for $25. But when you go to HowieCarrShow.com, and before you click on the store, you can check out my column on my thoughts on the Republican convention. 844-500-4242. So check out my columns and check out the Socialism Sucks t-shirt, and it's a good buy. We throw in the autographed copy of the book, and there's no sales tax. HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. Another nasty thing that was said about the black people at the acceptance speech last night. One of them was Alice Marie Johnson. She's the woman who was pardoned today by the president, and Kim Kardashian spoke up for her, and her sentence was commuted today. She was actually pardoned, and there was a tweet from Politico calling all the blacks props again. That it's not just it's a Democrat talking point. That's why Joy Reid said it at MSNBC. That's why Politico used the exact same word, prop. So she said on Fox and Friends, "I am not a prop and I'm not a puppet. I make my own choices as to what I'd like to do." 844-500-4242. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. I wanted to speak with you about your guest yesterday, Mr. Tom Fenton.
Yes.
He actually ruined my afternoon. I thought he was all gloom and doom. We have this Obamagate situation and Bill Barr. They have Kleinsmith. I mean, they're not going to have any prosecutions.
I'm sorry he ruined your afternoon. He didn't make me feel any better either, but he's trying to be a realist about everything. If you're looking for a ray of sunshine, there are stories today that Senator Lindsey Graham, who, you know, we all take with some skepticism, given his record of saying a lot and not delivering so much. He has apparently been interviewing the FBI agent Joe Pientka, who was Peter Strzok's running mate when they were interviewing Michael Flynn. And Lindsey Graham has been trying to keep it under wraps, all these interviews. So I don't blame you for being depressed after listening to Tom Fenton, but I don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. He's dealing with reality. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, the President of the United States is soon will be airborne in Air Force One on his way to the Granite State, live free or die state of New Hampshire. He's going to be holding a rally at 6 o'clock tonight at the Manchester Airport. Joining us now is his former campaign manager and a New Hampshire resident, and he's going to be on Air Force One in a few minutes, Corey Lewandowski. Corey, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Well, Howie, thanks for having me. It's a big day for us again.
Yeah, it is. This is the first step after formally accepting the nomination. The president is coming back right here to New England to campaign in your home state. What's he going to be talking about tonight?
You know, Howie, he's going to remind the American people a little bit what he did last night, which was talk about the successes that he's had over the first 4 years in the job, talk about what his vision is for the next 4 years in the job if he's given the opportunity to serve. But we're going to continue to juxtapose this against Joe Biden's record of almost five decades in office. And the great news is, you know, Joe Biden made a huge announcement today. How would you see it? He said, 10 days from now, I'm coming out of the basement. I'm going to start campaigning in 10 days from now. I mean, that's truly the big announcement today was that after Labor Day, Joe's going to start the campaign.
Well, how about Kamala Harris? She had a big announcement too, Corey. She was asked by NBC The Today Show. I mean, it couldn't get a friendlier confines to be asked questions. And they said, "What's with this national mask mandate?" And she said, "Oh, come on. We're not really serious. There aren't going to be any penalties. Nobody likes to wear masks." I thought this was a big part of their platform, Corey. The national mask mandate. Now we're saying, never mind.
The only time Joe is wearing a mask is when he's near Kamala. The crazy thing was he's had such a good couple of weeks, Joe has, right? He Zoomed for the first time. He figured out how to use the iPhone, even though it was upside down. The big question he kept asking was, how did they get Kamala in this little device in front of me? Is this a movie? They thought it was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids again. Said, no, Joe, she's not really inside that. It's just a telephone. He goes, oh, wow, that's amazing technology these days.
And yesterday, yesterday he confused the guy who was shot in Kenosha with the 17-year-old from Illinois who shot the two Antifa people. He got him confused.
Howie, the guy got confused because he was out of his basement on the first floor, and while he was on the first floor, what happened? The dog came running by. Did you see that, Howie? Literally, he's on the first floor, and all of a sudden, you know, he's got a different backdrop. The fireplace back there looks beautiful, and the dog goes running by in the background. I go, we're going to turn the keys over to the most powerful nation in the history of the planet to a guy who can't even control his friggin' dog? Are you shitting me, Howie? Come on.
Hey, kid,
Are you kidding me, Howie?
I had to motion to Jarrett to cut that. Watch out there, Corey. Watch out. All right, we got it up.
I get so fired up because the media gives him a pass. Every time. Every time.
I got to ask you, before we get to some unserious stuff, I got to ask you about what happened with Rand Paul last night being attacked again for a third time. Vernon Jones, the state rep from Georgia, a black guy, is called the N-word by white Joe Biden supporters outside the White House. Gay supporters of Trump that were at the acceptance speech, they're called the F-word. What the hell's going on, Corey?
Chris Ager, who's the national committeeman from New Hampshire, he and his wife were walking, and you can see the video. There's a woman screaming in his face for literally almost 3 minutes straight. I'm going to effing, blank you consistently. And he just kept on walking, all because he came over to the White House, had the privilege to see the president give an acceptance speech. That's the hatred on the left. It's complete hatred. And I don't understand how anybody in America thinks that that helps, how anybody in America wants that in their community. And to Chris's credit, to Rand Paul's credit, to Vernon's credit, you know what? They just kept on going. But look, that's a very serious situation. When you're in the nation's capital and you can't walk down the street without fear of being attacked or physically assaulted, we have something wrong with our country. And the American people aren't going to stand for it. And that's why last night in his acceptance speech, President Trump recognized the men and women of the CBP and those who stand on the thin blue line. And we're going to continue to talk about this, Howie.
In New Hampshire, you were thinking about running for that Senate seat. You're not, obviously. But Jean Shaheen, I see her ads on TV all the time. Sometimes I get confused and I think she's a Republican. It seems like she's only being endorsed by Republicans and only talking about how she's gone up against her own party. Have you noticed that, Corey? If the Democrats are so confident about winning this election, why are their own candidates running away from the national party?
Jean Shaheen is a chameleon, okay? She comes to Washington, D.C., Howie. She votes in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer every step of the way. She voted against Neil Gorsuch. She voted against Justice Kavanaugh. She's voted against a number of our cabinet officials, right? Has always done that. Then she goes back home and pretends to be this sweet, innocent woman who works on a bipartisan basis. It's just not true. It's the same game that Ivanka Trump talked about in her speech last night, where she said politicians want to continue the blame game as opposed to solving the problem so they can go back and keep talking about it back home. It's exactly what Jean Shaheen is doing. It's time to retire, Jean. She's had a good run in public service. It's time for her to either fess up and say that AOC and Rashid Tlaib are her party. That's her party now. And she has to endorse them or get out and run as a Republican.
Don't forget it, Ayanna Pressley here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, who says we need more unrest. More unrest.
Yeah, another real beauty, Howie. A real beauty, we like to say.
Yeah, so speaking of Ivanka's speech, as you know, I thought it was a nice speech that she made. She kind of tried to humanize the president, and it was very pleasant. And like most people who were speaking, she seemed to be a very agreeable person, as she always is. But she mentioned her son, Joseph, 3 years old, and how he had built a Lego White House for the president of the United States. And Corey, as you know, the mainstream media who refuse to write anything about Hunter Biden, the whoremongering, alcoholic, crack pipe leaving in a rented car, seducing his sister-in-law, knocking up a waitress, a stripper in D.C. They refused to talk about Hunter Biden and his $83,000 a month from Burisma, but they suddenly decided to fact check whether or not there was really a Lego White House. What do you make of that?
You know, Howie, I thought Ivanka did an amazing job last night. Not an easy thing to do in front of 25 million people giving a live speech. And she did a really good job. And that little boy, if you notice later when his grandfather, the president of the United States, was speaking, was sitting on his father's lap, Jared Kushner's lap there on the stage. I don't know if you could see it, but he was right in front of me. And, you know, this notion that there are two separate sets of rules, one if you're a conservative Trump supporter and one if you're a thief, a crook. Hey, it was only one crack pipe you left behind that we know of. The rental car company said there was only one in there, right? And I guess, you know, Ivanka's son only built one White House, so I guess it's an even comparison, except they're not. I mean, come on, Howie. The media has lost all of their credibility. They honestly have. They've lost it all.
I know. And then they realized
said, we're tired of it.
They realized there was a picture of the Lego White House and in the Oval Office. So then they decided to follow up because they're crack reporters, Corey. They decided to make here's one. This woman, a reporter named Andrea Bernstein. I've asked the White House if 3-year-old Joseph did indeed build it of his own initiative or if he had assistance. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God. Howie, don't forget, these are the same people who wrote that Donald Trump removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office on his first day in office, which, of course, what they forgot to tell everyone afterwards was that the bust was in the exact same spot. It was just hidden behind a Secret Service agent who was there. You know, these are the same people who have lied continuously about this president and their family. And, hey, maybe the 3-year-old had some assistance, or maybe the media collectively couldn't put one of these things together. They are kind of tricky, you know, these Lego sets.
So is the president going to be a little looser tonight? I mean, he was, I understand why he was, a little bit more serious last night. That it was a more formal occasion. Is he going to be a little looser tonight at the rally?
You know, I think you're going to see more of a what I like to call vintage Donald Trump tonight, right? Somebody who is going to be on and off the teleprompter. I mean, he was on teleprompter almost all of last night, except I think just one sentence where he said, talking about the spying on the campaign and spying on the White House. That wasn't in the prepared remarks, but of course we had to talk about it. Other than that, he was right on script. I think tonight's going to be a little different, to be honest with you, and I think the crowd wants to see it different.
Absolutely.
He's great when he's on teleprompter, but he's better when he's not.
Yeah, we want to see a little looser, the routine. You know, just like you go to a rock concert, you want to hear all the greatest hits. And that's what let me play something for you. I don't know if you heard the fact checker last night. This guy's name is Daniel Dale. I mean, this is crazy. I just want to get your response to this. This is Anderson Cooper's fact checker on the speech last night. Cut 11.
Anderson, this president is a serial liar, and he serially lied tonight. I counted preliminarily more than 20 false or misleading claims. I want to go through a whole bunch of them quickly because I think it's all important. Trump said Joe Biden is, quote, talking about taking down the border wall. Biden has specifically, explicitly rejected that idea. He just said he'll stop further additional construction. Trump claimed, as always, that he is the one who passed the Veterans Choice Law. Barack Obama signed that into law in 2014. Trump signed a 2018 law to modify it. Trump said, I have done more for the African-American community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. That is ludicrous. Lyndon Johnson, for one, signed the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Trump again touted a, quote, record 9 million job gain over the past 3 months. He didn't mention, as usual, that that gain follows a record 22 million job loss over the previous 2 months.
And then he said China, China wants Biden. And he said, well, China wants Biden only because they don't think Trump is a stable candidate. I mean, is this crazy or what, Corey?
Howie, people stop watching this stuff. They do because they can see it with their own eyes, and they've seen it now for almost 4 years. They've seen that their families are better off because of Donald Trump. They see that their economic policies that they have to deal with, meaning their checkbooks, are better off because of Donald Trump. They see that Donald Trump gave the men and women in uniform pay raises, and they know that Donald Trump stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line that protect us every day. And the converse of that is very clear. The Democrats want to defund the police. You can reword it any way you want. They want to defund the police. They want to take money from one department and reallocate it to something else. They want to completely allow lawlessness in these streets, and And what they have said is, hey, you know what? We can't control what the mayors do, but they're not out stopping this, Howie. Joe Biden's response to the coronavirus, by contrast to the president, was, I'll let some unelected bureaucrat scientists who none of you have ever known determine if we're going to keep our country open. I'll listen to them. That's what losers do. What leaders do is they make decisions. Trump listens to everybody and then does what he thinks is best. Joe Biden has very candidly said, hey, some unelected bureaucrat can go do this. And my guess is Joe will never know who that person is. They'll just tell him what to do, which is going to be the case for the rest of this campaign.
And there's going to be a national mask mandate until some friendly interviewer on a network asks you about it. And then you say, we weren't really serious about that. Do you think they're going to be debates?
This whole thing goes away on November 4th, okay, after the election. The coronavirus was never really that serious if Joe Biden wins, okay? All of the world's ills that Donald Trump has created in the last 3.5 years, which, of course, he had nothing to do with over the last 50 years, all go away, and everything's right in the world if you listen to the media.
Do you think they're going to be debates, Corey?
We are going to ask again to have the Presidential Debate Commission move the debates up. The president, as you may have seen, has asked to disclose all of the medications that Joe Biden is on prior to debating.
I was going to ask you if he was he serious? Some people say he wasn't really serious.
100%, Howie. No, he's 100% serious.
I think it should be. I think he should say there should be a urinalysis test, maybe even have hair sample tests.
Look, I want to know if Jill can pull that little string in the back of Joe's mouth from the other side of the podium. I'm not sure how that works. I mean, she's got a really good ventriloquist job going on here. But the truth is, right, we have a right to know, and the American people have a right to know, what drugs Joe Biden is on, if any. Because when Donald Trump takes his annual physical, he has to disclose them all. He has to disclose everything he's on, including whether it's Lipitor or whatever it is.
Right.
It all gets disclosed. Joe Biden doesn't have to disclose anything. He doesn't have the mental acuity to be the leader of the free world. We know that, and I believe, and other people have said this, that he is on some type of drug that allows him to have some level of sanity, like when he delivered the speech for the Democratic nomination. He passed the bar, Howie. He showed up on stage. He passed the bar, and if you listen to guys, you know, they said, oh, my God, it was the most beautiful night ever. Joe actually made it. Like, it was a shock he was going to make it through the whole thing.
Yeah.
We should know what this guy's really on.
Corey, you have to take a drug test to get a CDL, a commercial driver's license, right? Why should to become president of the United States? Shouldn't you?
You have to pass a background check and I think take a drug test to be an Uber driver. Okay. it's just amazing. Right? I'm just telling you.
In the
state of Massachusetts, you have to pass a 2-part background check and I think a drug test is part of to drive Uber at the airport. And we're going to let Sleepy Joe get away with this?
All right, Corey, we appreciate you being with us. Give our best to the president. Tell him we'd love to hear from him today. You have the number. We'd love to hear from him. But Corey, we'll be talking to you again soon. Have a good time tonight at the rally. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. No awkward visits to the pharmacy having to put on a mask. No awkward visits to a healthcare professional's office. It's still difficult to make appointments. You know that. You can do everything from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie, GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Okay, let's get this poll question straight. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes treating erectile dysfunction simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. Okay. How is it worded now?
All right. Should Charlie Parker become a Democrat or remain a Republican?
He should become a Democrat.
Just become a Democrat is in at 64%, 36%
that's more
say
like
remain
it.
A Republican.
That's more like it. I think it's going to go up from there, too. Uber Jason says it's actually harder to be an Uber driver than it is to be an elementary school bus driver in terms of a background check. No drug test, but he's right. But Corey's right about the two-part background check. And here's a guy, 774. I had to pass a drug test to deliver prepared food for a local grocery store. Yeah, I would love to see. I hope the president brings that up tonight. And if he should call in today, I don't know if he will or not, but we'll see. If he calls in, I'm going to ask him directly, because again, they're trying to dismiss it as a joke, but sometimes he says stuff. You know, there is truth in good humor. You know, the best humor has to have an element of reality and truth to it. And I think it would be good to have Joe taking a drug test so we could see. I mean, if you want to drug test your food delivery guys, shouldn't you drug test the future president of the United States? I'm Howie Carr.